Station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
I tried everything that good in my life this world would offer me, looking for some peace in my soul.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla,
at 88.1. So
radio broadcast. For Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Oh, how grateful we are for your grace and for your mercy. Father, right now, we just want to lift you up. Thank you for this choir who have sung out of their soul. Now, God, I ask you to speak to me and speak through me that your word will go forth. We leave here better than when we came because we've heard from you. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we pray. Amen. Why don't we give this choir a hand? Our sister just led that song. Little did you know she joined our church on last Sunday after church. Come in working. Thank God for her. Thank God for our associate ministers who did a great job on last Sunday. I thank God for them who did a great job. To our candidate, Elizabeth Bailey. She was a little nervous. So I said, look at it this way. You and the pastor, we going swimming together. She felt a little easy. Thank God for on last year, we started a series of sermons on my situation has changed. Due to the holidays and our associate ministers, we yielded. But now we're going to get back into that series of messages entitled The Concept of Change. And we have a lot of subtitles. And so today, we're going to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. My childhood friends grew up with, Brother Wendell Newton, where are you? Stand up, my brother. He's ill. We're not going to tell you his illness, but we're going to pray with him before we leave this place. How many believe God can heal? And even before we pray, just give God a hallelujah in advance of what he's going to do in his life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And this is the King James Version. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, my changed situation changed me. God bless you. Thank you, Ursus. My changed situation changed me. When God came into your life and took a situation that was dreadful and turned it into something beautiful, when God came into your life, when the doctor said, there's no more we can do, and you're still alive today. When God has brought you through so many seen and unseen dangers, and you're still alive. When God has changed so many unfavorable circumstances on your behalf, people were writing out your obituary, already counting you out and fighting over the money, and you still had breath in your body, and yet you are still here. If God changes situations, then those changed situations should have changed you. When we look at change, what does change really mean? Sometimes we hear a statement, that boy will never change. And the reason why that statement is made, because over the years, that boy is still the same. And as you have walked in Christ, the longer you have walked and meditated on God's word, some part of you should have changed. If you cussed a lot, you still cuss, but not as much. If you are a known liar, you still lie, but you don't lie as much. Because the more you walk with Christ, the more you begin to change. And it disturbs me, people who declare, I've been with the Lord for 40 years, and you still as full of hell as you was 40 years ago. You should have changed by now. In other words, what I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, it's time for a lot of us to grow up. 2 Corinthians 13:11 said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I even understood as a child. I even thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. It's not unusual to see an infant with a pacifier, but a 30-year-old man walking around with a pacifier. I wish I had somebody to testify. Change is necessary. Salvation, we must change our mind. That's repent. Agree that God's way is better than our way. For many of us are spiritually immature. We can allow the Holy Spirit to change our life because we are spiritually immature. I can prove it to you. You're spiritually immature when you're working for God and the pastor failed to mention your name, and you get upset with him. But if you was doing it for God and for God's glory, what does it matter if your name is mentioned? Don't be concerned about your name always being held across the church and name written on every program. It'll be shocking for you that when you get to heaven, your name is everywhere but in the Lamb's Book of Life. We have to change. There's no way around it. There has to be a change. Romans 12:1-2 say, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But then Paul went a little further. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let me back up. Be not conformed. Conform means to pattern behind. And so since there is a change in my life, I don't walk the way the world walks. I don't think the way the world thinks. In other words, since I've been changed, I don't set traps for folk to like the world set traps for folk. I don't try to pull people down the way the world try to pull people down. I want to lift a brother up. I want to lift a sister up. If they're doing well, don't be envious and jealous. Just lift them up, because the same God that blessed them will turn around and bless you. Malachi 3:6 says, "For I am the Lord and I change not. Therefore ye are sons of Jacob and are not consumed." Psalms 55:19 says, "God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Shalah, because you have no change in your heart." Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." To really experience change, as Philippians 2:5, you've got to lose your mind. Let this mind be in you, and to let Christ's mind, you've got to lose your mind. You want to know why? Well, you want to know why I love those that hate me? I lost my mind. You want to know why I'm willing to give tithes and I don't know how God's going to do it, but I trust him anyway? I've lost my mind. You know, I can praise God in spite of all my bills of due because I've lost my mind. I can still say God's a healer with sickness in my body because I've lost my mind. I'm running while nobody's behind me because I've lost. I'm crying and ain't nothing even wrong because I've lost. I'm willing to give God the highest praise in spite of what people think of me because I've lost my mind. If they ask you why you keep jumping up and shouting and waving your hand and shouting to the top of your voice, lean over and tell your neighbor, "Excuse me, I've lost my mind." My change situation changed me. My brothers and sisters, God expects some form of change in your life. As I go farther, even in your praise and worship, there should be a change. Let me show you. What really energizes your worship and your praise, hear me good, is the motive behind you doing it. If people feel that they brought themselves this far, they're not going to praise that much. They believe their education got them where they are. They believe what college they graduated got them where they are. And so they're going to just give God a thumbs up every now and then. But for some of us, who knew it was nothing but by God's grace, there's a strong motive behind my praise. The reason why I scream out, because there's a strong motive behind my praise. The reason why I just can't keep still, because there's a strong motive. What kind of motive, preacher? I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but he spared me. Let's look at the text. The Bible teaches us that some of us can't eat meat because you can't digest it because you're a babe. So when I look at this text, let me chop it up for you so you can chew it. Look at this. It says in verse 17, "Therefore, if any man," write this down, "therefore, if any man," the first thing we have is the opportunity of change. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," the word "therefore" refers back to verses 14 through 16, where Paul tells us that all believers have died with Christ and no longer live for themselves. Our lives are no longer worldly. They are now spiritually, because we have died to our old ways. Now, can we be real? Although we are saved and we are in the process of being fully transformed, you need to understand that you're in the process of being fully transformed. In other words, none of us have arrived yet. We are a work in progress. All of us are not on the same level of faith. So the Bible says in Romans 6:4 that we are buried therefore with him by baptism unto death, in order that Jesus, as Christ, was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in the newness of life. Explain this to me, Pastor. Okay, I'm saved. I know I am. I confess God. I believe it in my heart. But I still mess up. You're not in an exclusive club. We all still mess up. Although we won't confess it, because we want to walk in church and pull this like I'm the epitome of righteousness. I don't think wrong. I don't do wrong. 24 hours a day, I only think of Jesus. Well, you need to repent, because you just lied. As long as we're in this flesh, we have a war daily. And if your flesh was so perfect, then why the Bible declares flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God? We have to be renewed by the power of God. If a man, any person, anybody would be, he says, in Christ. In Jesus refers to the believer's state of his heart and his mind. If God have asked you, where were you years ago? Do you have an answer? You have forgotten things you have done, but still in God's memory. But yet God still spared you. Y'all didn't get what I'm saying. If any man be in Christ. My brothers and sisters, as it is written in the original language, in the Latin, in Aramaic, in Hebrew, it reads like this: if it was because of Christ. Y'all want to get what I'm saying? You're here today because of Christ. You got grace on you because of Christ. You've got mercy on you because of Christ. You made it through your turmoil because of Christ. Heaven can be your home because of Christ. Hell is no longer your place of destination because of Christ. And I wonder, is there a because of Christ praise in here right now? Just because, I don't have to, you feel in the line, but because of Christ. In spite of me, if any man would be in Christ. Oh, I'm happy when it says if any man. Because we use the term God has given me a second chance. I blew that already. God has given me another chance. If there were only a second chance, we'd all be gone. But aren't you glad that he just keeps blessing you over? Every morning, new mercies. Yesterday's mercy can't handle today's problems, so God said, I got a new mercy. See, when you wake up this morning, quit waking up complaining and waking up rejoicing. My body is aching, but God, I give you the praise. I got fired last week, but God, I give you the praise. He walked off on me and left me with the kids all by myself. But that's all right, God. I give you. No matter your race, your age, your gender, sexual orientation, your heritage, your nationality, your language, your education, your intelligence, your color. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for anyone and everyone. We don't have the right to decide who Christ died for. He died for all of us. Quit walking around hollering about who's going to hell. You might be on your way to hell. Your Bible, if you haven't torn it out, said, therefore, if any man. That means regardless of what you've done and how long you've been doing it, be in Christ. He said, I'm willing to accept you. Look at the opportunity of change. I'm willing to accept you in spite of your past. One thing I love about God, Brother Tiger, we ain't got to clean up first. We can just come. Just like we are. You see, one thing they teach you about when you're applying for a job, they say you need to clean up. Because presentation means a lot. But when they come to God, that's not the presentation he wants. He say, present your body. Wretched, present your body. Gay, present your body. Low down, forget you, present your body. As you present it just as it is, bring it into my fold, and I'll gradually clean you up. If any man, look at the opportunity to change. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19 says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, and now shall spring forth, and you shall not know it, and even make a way in the wilderness and in the desert. God said, I'm going to do something new for you. In spite of what they think about you, in spite of how they laugh at you, and while they're watching you, they're going to watch you down on your way up. See, I don't mind people watching me. Keep watching me, because you're going to watch how God works miracles. And see, if you look at me, I am a miracle. And you are a miracle. Don't you sit there with your holy self. Take that halo off your head and tell these folk in this church, oh, sisters, tell these young women, you used to drop it when you could. But you can't drop it because you might not be able to pick it up now. But you need to let them know I did my thing too. And the same God that changed me can change. You. Truthfully. When you're mad now, don't get upset at them because they look like a coat bother and you look like a zero. But you did your dirt too. You didn't have internet and you didn't have clubs, but you had the juke joint. God bless you. Look at the opportunity of change. But then secondly, we have the confirmation of change. Look what he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, here's the confirmation. He is a new creature. Old things have passed away. When we inherit the new nature, when the Bible says in the text that old things have passed away, it doesn't mean that once you accept Christ, this is going to happen immediately. But it's going to gradually happen. In other words, what captivated you in the world will gradually start to lose its allure. Now, for some of you super saved saints, it happened overnight. But for me, it took a while. Yeah, 90. Y'all quit sitting in the church line like all y'all drink is communion. Let me help you. Old things have passed away. It means over time you're going to lose the allure of what captivated you. But you got to always be aware. The Bible tells you to watch and pray, because that which Satan had on you, he's going to always make it available for you. Let me use myself. Today, I decided that I'm not going to smoke no more weed. I said, I'm not going to buy no more. I'm done with it. Next Friday, my boy called. He said, Rob, man, I just scored a 50 cent sack. I said, well, Lord, I said I wasn't going to buy it. Somebody gonna wake up 3 o'clock in the morning. Ah, I got it. So guess what? I indulged, and I kept indulging, but over time it lost its allure, because the more I would get with Christ, the more I would be convicted by the Holy Spirit. It got so bad, Brother Wes, I couldn't even enjoy my high no more. I'm just talking for me. I can't speak for you. It got so bad that I wanted to enjoy my high until I told God, man, would you just leave me alone? But he wouldn't. And that's the blessing I'm going to share with you. I'm glad he didn't answer that prayer. I'm glad he didn't leave me alone, because I have been through the mountaintops. I've been in the valley. And 40 years ago, I never thought I'd be pastoring a church. But look what change can do. Old things have passed away. It began to lose its allure. Satan's hold is not on you the way it used. I'm going to be real with you. This road is not easy. It's not easy because, be honest, I think everybody in here has that one individual that can get to you like nobody else can. And if you can't find nobody, maybe you the individual that's getting to everybody. And Satan always is like he's got your number. Have you ever, y'all be real, this is a new year. Quit lying, you lied enough last year. Just tell some truth. Have you ever had a phone call and your day was going good and thank God for caller ID and you look at, oh, no. God bless you. All things are passed away. It is gradually losing its allure that you don't even enjoy that life anymore. You got the opportunity of change. You got the confirmation of change. But then finally, here's the evidence of change. All things have become new. Let me explain that to you. That means you begin to see differently. You begin to look at things differently. Old things are replaced with new things. A newborn soul delights in the things of God and abhors to the things of the world and of the flesh, because you begin to study and meditate on God's word, and it begins to do something. Old feelings and old desires and old